ascultă de să fie asemenea. Noi îți iscăm pe cei de gând gurusle și Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai Vishnu Paramahamsa Pariva Jagacharya Stuta Rasata Sisimandhi Dori Vishnu Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Ananda Guni Vaishwara Ki Amacharya Sriva Haridasa Ki Prem Sri Guru Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pundasananda Sriva Vichara Dhara Sriva Sari Gaura Bhatavana Ki Și șirarea Krishna Gopal Gopina Shama Kongrata Kanda Giri Gaurva Dhanti Vrindavan Dhanti Ja Mathura Dhanti Ja Navadi Vaipu Dhanti Ja Jagannath Puri Dhanti Ja Jamana Vaipi Ja Ganges Vaipi Ja Tulasi Devi Ja Bhakti Devi Ja Samadeja Bhakti Nanda Ki Ja Itai Gaurva Ki Ja Oh glorious assembly of witches, oh glorious assembly of witches, oh glorious assembly of witches, 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 glorious Shri Chaitanya Manobhisthana Sthapitam Jaina Bhutala Shrayam Bhupakadam Nidhati Shvapadam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Shri Adhita Gadabhra Shri Vasari Gaura Bhattar Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Sri Prabhupada Ki Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila Chapter 10. The branches of the Chaitanya tree. Text 61. Sivanandera upasaka thara parikara putra vitti adhikari chaitanya kinkara. Sivanandira upasaka thara parikara putra vritya dikari chaitanya kinkara.
Sivanandira upasaka thara parikara putra vritya dikari chaitanya kinkara.
Sivanandira upasaka thara parikara Putra Vrityadikari Chaitanya Kinkara
Sivanandera Upasaka Parikara Putra Vrityadikari Chaitanya Kinkara
Sivanandera Upasaka Parikara Putra Vrityadikari Chaitanya Kinkara
Sivanandera
Putra Vritya Dikari Chaitanya Kinkara
Sivanandera Upasaka Thanna Parikara Putra Vritya Dikari Chaitanya Kinkara
Sivanandera Upasaka Thanna Parikara Putra Vritya Dikari
Sivanandera upasaka thanna parikara putra vritya dikari chaitanya kinkara
His Harikara associates, Utra sons, Pritya servants, Adi, all these Kali taken together, Chaitanya Kinkara, servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation. The sons, servants, and family members of Sivananda Sen constitute a sub-branch. They were all sincere servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let me repeat. The sons, servants, and family members of Sivananda Sen constitute a sub-branch. They were all sincere servants of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Dasa Ramadasa Akarana Pura Tina Putra Sivanandira Prabhu Bhakta Shura. The three sons of Sivananda Sen, named Chaitanya Das, Ramadas, and Karnapura, were all heroic devotees of the Chaitanya. Listen, please. The three sons of Sivananda Sen, named Chaitanya Das, Ramadas, and Karnapura, we are all heroic devotees of the Chaitanya. Report. Chaitanya Das, the eldest son of Sivananda Sen, wrote a commentary on Krishna Karnamrita that was later translated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura in his paper, Sajjana Gosvami. According to expert opinion, Chaitanya Das was the author of the book Chaitanya Charitamrita, also known as Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was written in Sanskrit. The author was not Kavi Karnapura, as is generally supposed. This is the opinion of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura. Sri Ramadas was the second son of Sivananda Sen. It is stated in the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika 145. That the two famous parrots named Daksha and Vichakshana in Krishna Lila became the elder brothers of Kavi Paranapur, namely Chaitanya Das and Ramadas. Karnapura, the third son, who was also known as Paramananda Das or Paramananda Puri Das, was initiated by Srinath Pandit, who was a disciple of Sri Advaita Prabhu. Karnapura wrote many books that are important in Vaishnava literature, such as the Ananda Bindabu Champa, Alankara Kaustubha, Gaura Ganadesh Dipika, and the great epic Chaitanya Chandodaya Nataka. He was born in the year 1448, Sakata, AD 1526. He continually wrote books for 10 years, from 1488 until 1498. So that is the end of the Purport. Purport. That text 62 and 61 of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, chapter 10, entitled The Branches of the Chaitanya Tree. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Sivananda Sena has three sons, Chaitanya Das, Ramadas, and Kavi Karnapura. All of them are described to be heroic devotees of Chaitanya. Devotees call for the devotees. See what I'm saying. His children were not imposed. They're not associated with Shiva. This is the difference. They are heroic devotees of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because their father is a heroic devotee. So he brought also like father, like sons. All of them perform wonderful devotional service of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Karnapura wrote, according to the Prabhupada said here, many books for 10 good years, continuously, 10 good years, from 1448 to 1498. Constantly. Ananda Bindabu Champa, one of his famous books. This another Vrindavan Champu is the 10th canto of Bhagavad. So he described all the activities that Krishna performed throughout the whole 10th canto of another Vrindavan Champu, complete from childhood to the end. And it has more information, detailed information. So if you read Ananda Bindabu Champa, the Prabhupada said, Kavikarnakura wrote many books that are important in Vaishnava literature, or very important. All of them describe activities, the persons of Krishna devotees, pure devotees. How Krishna appeared, all the activities before, is one of them. It is meant for only self-realizers, this one, Ananda Vrindavan Thakur. So here he described the character of Goswami. And Prabhupada said also he is called Paramananda Das or Paramananda Puri. He was talking about fault finder. He described fault finders as, you know, when for those who have deer, how do you feel when a deer is growing? How do you feel?
It's inconvenience.
Very inconvenient. It's like a great inconvenience. Or when we are a decent, not women, but a decent person, when their fingernails are growing, how do you feel?
Uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. That is a fault finder situation. Wherever he is, he makes everyone uncomfortable. Fault finder. This is Kavikarnakura's experience. A fault finder makes everyone uncomfortable, wherever he is. And he gave an example. A fault finder, like a sweeper, a cleaner. When a cleaner takes a broom, what is he looking for? Bhakti. Bhakti. Huh? What is he looking for? Dirt. So a fault finder, wherever he goes, what is he looking for?
Filth,
debt. How much debt you have? How much debt you have? How much? He calculate everyone's debt. Our dirtiness. This is how he described fault finders. And then he described, as an example, Ramachandra Puri. Ramachandra Puri. He made the whole Vaishnava community miserable by inviting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to a feast. After he had fed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he does is, when he has eaten and he said, Prabhu, I'm finished. He said, okay, just a piece of puri. When he finished it, just a piece of halwa. Just one puri. Just a piece. Of this, he will make you to eat and eat at the end. Ah! You have eaten the food which is meant for the whole village. Huh? If you stay here for 2 days, the whole village will be in trouble. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had this. You have eaten so much and look and everywhere because of sweets. Is there anywhere you go you don't see ants? Is there anywhere? Is there anywhere you go in this world that will not see ants? Huh?
No.
Ants are everywhere. A fault finder will not see ants everywhere. He will only see ants in your room because of eating sweet. See ants! Sweet? Is one in? So today, Mahabhu called his servant Govind, put on a notice board. From tomorrow, no invitation for Prasad. No more invitation. Don't accept invitation from anybody. This is my order. And Govind announced it. When devotees had this, everybody held their head. What has happened? What has happened? And they got to know it is Ramachandra Kuli, a fault finder. All the devotees were taught and Easter Agosti cursed him. Because he has made the Vaishnava community anxiety filled experience. So everybody blames God on his head. That is the result of being a fault finder. Kavi Kanapura described this. The result of being a fault finder. Kutinati. Therefore, His Holiness Bhaktitama has wrote in his book, devotees who should be love finders. We should look for love. We should find love, not fault. So the Prabhupada gave example of bumblebee and a fly. The bumblebee. What does he look for?
Nectar.
Nectar. From?
All flowers.
Only flowers? The honey you are taking include urine. They also take from urine. The bee, the honey you are taking. The bumblebee, not only flowers, they also go, when you pass water, they also take from them and make their honey. But they take only the essence and they leave the unnecessary things. That's the bumblebee. Wherever the bumblebee goes, look for the essence. What is the best of this? A Christian was teaching in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10. Of the Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Of those who control, I am what? For those who control, all the controllers, I am what? The chastising rod. I'm the chastising rod. The body of water, I am ocean. Of the many hooded snakes, I am what? Krishna put these two ways. For the snake, there are two ways. One is Vasuki, one is Ananda. What is Krishna teaching? The base of everything represents me. So that is where a devotee should go. A devotee should go for the best. Devotees should try to be the best of what we are. We should try to be the best of what we are. Wherever we are, we should try to be the best. Be the best. It's necessary. It's a devotee looking for the essence. You can come to us. Teaching. to be the best. Not a fault finder. To be a fault finder is very dangerous, very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Because we are simply engaged with contamination. The whole of our existence is contamination. That is why our presence will make others uncomfortable. Because the amount of contamination we have ourselves makes every environment we are unpalatable, unbearable. We tense the situation up. Wherever we are is the fault finder. This is one. And all the passions of Krishna, he gave it to turns. All the whole 10 camps of Bhagavatam, they are all described in this book. Very sweet, very, very sweet, very sweet. How he described when Putana entered the Nara. Very sweet. All are very sweet. All. Kalkapura said, when Putana entered into Vrindavan, she was so beautiful that it is very difficult for anyone to remove the eye from her body. Both men and women. The ladies were thinking the goddess of fortune has come to see her lord. Unanimously, everybody talked like that. Therefore, it was very easy for her to have access to Krishna. They just freely gave Krishna to her. Because her beauty was irresistible. Not only that, all the ladies, the devases, they were insulting the celestial ladies. They said, Urvasi, Urvasi is emanation from Krishna's body. The Krishna sent her to Indra. So, of the celestial ladies in heavenly planet, she's the best. Because he came from Krishna's body. She's the best. So Krishna sent her to Indra. Shri Vrijavasi, they say, Urvasi, I think now that the goddess of fortune, they mistook Putana to be the goddess of fortune because of her beauty. They say, see, now that she has come, I think her husband is a monkey. Now you go and marry a monkey because nobody will marry again. A monkey will be your husband. Go meet a monkey. What the description of Putana and the experience she had with buses. Oh, Rambe, now your own husband will be a frog. Nobody will marry you. No man will marry you. As far as the goddess of fortune has come, you should be ashamed of your beauty. Now you will not look for any person to marry you. You go and meet a frog. This is the way we were talking. So they gave Putana to baby Krishna very easily, and nobody felt anything, nobody worried of anything. The goddess of fortune has come for the benefit of our boy, our sweet son. He didn't know that she was a sword in the sheds. When you put the salt, nobody knew it is dangerous. That was Bhutan. Our Acharya is a very powerful. The Prabhupada said this, all the three sons are heroic servants of Chaitanya, because of their Krishna consciousness. And what they did to leave Krishna consciousness behind for us, the sacrifice they made, it's great. Hare Krishna. Yes, sir.
Thank you for the talk. Again and again, your lectures this time, this recent, you have made a lot of emphasis on children that are not incompetent or in position.
Yes.
In my deduction, what then is the fate of parents that have imposed children? And what is the hope for the children that have been imposed?
This is what we have, making the best use of the bad baby. It's Krishna consciousness. This is the alternative. To engage what is already there in Krishna consciousness as much as possible. That's only hope.
Whatever you said, you mentioned it yesterday and the day before. If they are children and they have come in contact with Krishna consciousness and they are not able to practice, it means they are preparing security for the next life. Now what would be the mindset of parents who seemingly never think that they made the wrong move? They don't acknowledge it. They just think, we are already in Krishna consciousness, so our children want to be devotees. So they are banging the kids, you must chant, you must do, you must, and the kids are not interested. What should be the attitude of those parents? Because the kids are in position, so they don't have the piety to do what you want them to do.
Yes.
So always the extension, the father, the mother, there, and then the children are just like, they want to kill us. What should be the attitude of the parents?
Yes. Trying to make Kamsa a devotee. It's not an easy job. It's very difficult. Very difficult. But we should not think that this is easy. We should not think that it's easy. Very difficult. We mentioned yesterday, Maharaj's anger. He left. Because he tried in many ways to reform Vena, he couldn't. So he left for the forest. So Parashat Maharaj was asking, what is it I have made this king to just abandon his responsibility like this? Sukadeva Goswami was describing the qualities of King Vena. So that is the situation with most of us. We are trying to make Vena a devotee. It's really difficult. So one day, sometimes we had one devotee in the temple. Say, devotee, During the time for japa, he is sleeping. The time for class, he's doing this. So I was zoning. And one day I just came to the understanding. This devotee is deliberate in what he is doing. So if I want to waste my time to chant, I will not chant. Therefore, just forget him and continue. At least, let us save one than to lose two. Better to get one than to miss two. I don't want to be a casualty like him. So focus. When we have tried, we have tried our best, we try, not working. You cannot kill the person. Better to save yourself. At least we have one person. Than to miss two. That's what I did. What the devotees were talking to, I don't mind. I just faced my own. At least I should check. Now that the devotee has disappeared, you don't know where he is. He just disappeared. So if we are in a situation like that, we are trying, nothing is working, the children are trying. You don't need to beat them or waste our own time not chanting because you want to make them to chant. At least we should. Yes. Srila Guru Govinda Maharaj said, we came in as a good boy, good ladies. We came in as a good boy. We want to practice Krishna consciousness. After a few years, we have become politicians. Not devotees. Not devotees, politicians. So, why have we changed? Our interest in coming was for Krishna. But why did we change? Because the foundation is weak. Our foundation of Krishna consciousness is weak. Therefore, any little breeze we are off, the balance. For those who are well grounded, our determination is strong. The activities of other devotees will not affect our own Krishna consciousness. Nobody will give up Krishna consciousness because of someone else. We will give up Krishna consciousness because our own foundation in Krishna consciousness is weak. Therefore, we cannot withstand any temptation. We shouldn't forget that Krishna is the proprietor of this movement. We shouldn't forget. And he's seeing everything which every one of us are doing. We should not forget that these things are happening in this environment. Everything is known to Krishna. If we are intelligent, we should ask ourselves, why Krishna allows this to happen? Krishna cannot just clear off all these debts. Why is he allowed to happen? It is to distinguish serious devotees from non-serious devotees. Because serial devotees, they will see this as a chance for them to become very serious themselves. Devotees are not serious, they will see it as a chance for them to justify their own weakness and eventually fall off. For example, if a senior devotee did something wrong, a senior devotee, a guru or GBC or sannyasi, is having a problem. Two things. If this can happen to this person, then maybe he's not up to that. Oh, I better leave now before it becomes my turn. Right? A Christian is using that to push us out because we are weak and not serious. That's one thing, one side. The second side, for those who are very serious, if this can happen to this powerful devotee, then I should be more careful so that I don't have the same experience. That is for those who are serious. So two things. Two side effects, positive and negative. I'm not as powerful as this devotee, so if this devotee had a problem, then I should be more careful so I don't have the same problem. A weak devotee, a cheater, I don't want to wait until it becomes my own turn. Let me better leave now before it happens to me. So run away. Your Krishna is smiling. See them. You're not looking for me. For those who are serious, they would never thought of giving up Krishna consciousness. Never. They don't think, they wouldn't remember that. They will always see, oh Krishna, thank you. You have opened my eyes to see the things I cannot see. Now you show me where are the stumbling blocks, so I will not stumble. Prabhupada mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is showing Arjuna where the enemies are situated. So Krishna pointed all the areas to Arjuna to help him. The devotees, they didn't give up Krishna consciousness because the Machande Puri was disturbing the environment. They didn't give up Krishna consciousness. Their interest in Lachita Mahaprabhu increased. They become more attached to him. Therefore, they were cursing him to die and give them chance so they can face their Lord. And that's what happened. But the weak devotees say, hey, you see? See them? They are all useless. I don't know. Okay, this one has happened. Who the next person? I don't know. Say, brother, I don't want to be the next person here. Let me be the next person out there. Yeah, you better go there. I stop this disturbing the environment. So Krishna has made all this arrangement to wipe out all the necessary plants. and put on the necessary plant, you disturb. Wipe out all the Dhirodhanas and plant Yudhisthira. Yes. Krishna does that. He's always doing like that. Our foundation is weak. Therefore, we are affected by what is happening in the world. It's a material world. It's a material world, not a spiritual world. Duality, the place for duality. So if one is becoming so disturbed by the nonsense activities of other devotees and forgetting what he was supposed to do, it is not the person's fault, it's our own fault. We are not strong, therefore we are affected. someone is finding fault with you. Should that be the reason why we should not chant? Because someone is finding fault, someone is aiming you. So that means I should not chant? Because someone is envious? Or someone has had a problem, so I should not do it. There was not said because someone has. If you are on the road, you are traveling on the road, and there's accident, you park your car there. Oh, this road is too full of accident. I don't want to be the next person. You sleep there? You sleep on the road there? You have to go to your destination. Whatever, you'll be miserable. You remain miserable. Tiger will come and eat you up there. If you are destined to go in that way, the tiger will come and eat you there. Right? So it's better to drive carefully and go to your destination. That's all. Don't park your car because they turn on the accidents on the road. That is not intelligent. Right? Very good. Is Paramananda. Is Parama Ananda. Parameshwari is a different devotee. Also, Chetan Tri. Or Chetan Mahaprabhu Tri. Parameshwara. Either is Parameshwara or Parameshwari is the same person. The Krishna Das Kavira Goswami says, if you mention that name, you will never meet with defeat. You will be victorious in everything. Parameshwari. Yes. Devotees don't want to be better than. See, the culture of bhakti is different. The queens of Dwarka, they met with Draupadi, the crusader. All of them went to her. Please, teach us. You are better than us. We have one husband, you have five. And you deal with them peacefully. None of them fight. If you have one woman with two husbands, what will happen? Oh, yeah. We'll fight. Or two women, one husband, what will happen? We'll fight. We'll fight. Draupadi, five. Did you hear any fight between them? No. So they came to her, please teach us how we can deal with our husband the way you are doing. You are so experienced, more than us. So Draupadi was very proud. You see? No. And they met her so that they can become superior to her? No. They just want to learn so they can do better. But not to overthrow you. My travel is like that. Or you see someone do something, you find a way to push the person out of the way so I can become the better. This is dangerous, demonic. It's ego. Yes. Destructive mentality. So there is a competition here, a spiritual competition is to do better, not to overthrow that person. So we're quoting Sri Bhakti's answer, Swati Vlade. He said, we should not try to be. Forgot? What do we say that day? I always repeat my words. Every time I say something, I always repeat it. But still, you're not entering. But this answer is what the type of Prabhupada, they should not try to be great devotees. They should try to be good devotees. What is he saying? Trying to be a great devotee means possible. I want to be better than all of you. Try to be a good devotee means is humility. It's humility. If you are a good devotee, you are automatically a great devotee. So trying to be a good devotee means we are working on ourselves. We do something to help ourselves become a good devotee. It's humility. Purity comes. And one is automatically a great devotee. But trying to be a great devotee is false ego, not humility. We will envy and fault-find everybody. Everybody. We will fault-find everybody. Oh, you don't lead Kirtan that way, so you will have little Kirtan this way. What is that? Well, why are you sitting like this instead of sitting this way? Just have to sit in a class. So you should try to be good devotees. It's humility. Means we're working on ourselves. We are seriously working on ourselves. So become good devotees. You're not forcing. That is good. You should not try to undo others. Certainly. Everybody knows I'm the best devotee. Yeah. Yes, we should try to be the best for devotee. But the best devotee will not tell people that he's the best or she's the best. It is other devotees who will tell you. We are seeing the result of your practice. We are seeing the result of your practice. You are practicing done nicely and we are seeing the result. That you are so humble. You can look, see your effulgence. You can see the level of your renunciation, pure renunciation, not artificial. You can see the quality of your association we are having with you. Devotees will see and will appreciate that. Make sense? Not me, he said. Did not me who said. It's what Sutta Goswami said. That is 177. Canto 1, chapter 7, text 7. Text 6. 6. 6 and 7 is very good. You should read the 7. Well, 7 is a fulfillment of Vyasadeva. That is the only instruction for Vyasadeva. Let's take 7. Yesterday, was told by Narada Muni to provide a different scripture from the one he has made. It is making him unhappy. So 177 is a fulfillment of Yesterday's instruction and his work was given to him by his spiritual master. So text 6. Yes. So what is the question? You seen it?
The material miseries of the living entity which are superfluous to
yes.
can be directly mitigated by the linking process of emotional service.
Yes.
But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature which is in relation to the Supreme Truths. Seven. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to the Lord, to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness.
Stilted. So Bhagavatam means what? Fire extinguishing.
This extinguishing.
Yes. Yes. Right? What's the question?
Good answer.
Okay. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.
Thank you.